So let's give them a hand, but tell me if you agree or not when I get up here. Jeff and Linda, come on up.
David, it's Thank time you. To check those glasses.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Actually, I feel pretty good. I feel about as good as the day is today, and it's about as good as the audience looks. Beautiful audience, beautiful day, and we got some stuff to cover.
I'm feeling in the pink.
You are. You look great. I mean, as David mentioned, we've all been traveling. Norma and Garrett, Linda and I, and putting on a lot of miles. We just got back from an incredible trip to Romania and Transylvania. So if you see these little marks on the side of my neck here, pay no attention.
And we snuck a trip into Tahoe also.
You know, we went to Tahoe. We actually, this last week, we did the, like we called it a Chambre Town Hall meeting, which was where we answered questions about Crimson Circle. Did anybody tune into it or listen to it?
Really?
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah. One person. It was fun to do. We had a little mix up there. We're still learning our video capabilities and still learning all the cueing.
Yeah. You were so out of sync. The cameras are live.
I didn't know they were live.
And Jeff comes walking out, and he goes, "Who?"
No. Back up the story. Back up the story.
Should I wear this shirt or this shirt? It's like, Jeff, the camera's live.
I didn't know they were live. I had actually sat down, you know, right before we started filming, and, you know, sat down to do all the sound check and everything. And the Todd, our technician out in Lake Tahoe, said, "I got a kind of a white shirt," and he says, "just washing out everything. It's, you know, so bright on the camera against a dark background." So I said, "Well, I'll go change my shirt." So I came back and I wanted to ask the staff who were sitting there, which shirt looks better? I didn't know we were live. And I'm like, "Do you like this one? Do you like this one? What would look better? You know, how would I?" And the staff was just sitting there looking at me. I'm like, "What's wrong?" And they said, "We're live right now. We're on the air all over the world." So, anyway, it was
lovely.
Fun. It was lovely. But and here, of course, at Coal Creek Hall, the incredible job by the staff here.
Who wagged at? What does that wagging mean?
Stop talking. Sit down and channel. Oh, they don't have headsets, and I was just going to compliment them on the professional job they're doing. So Vicky's back there waving.
The hand signals. Cam,
did somebody forget to bring them? Yeah. Jeez, I hate when that happens. Anyway, it's an incredible job here at the hall. We have three cameras. We have all sorts of equipment. It fills a trailer just to set up here, and they do an incredible job. So if we could take a moment and just give a big round of applause to the staff.
And they start coming in at 9 a.m.
John Kaderka gets here before that.
Yep.
But I have a question to ask. Like I said, we have very nice equipment. We have the latest, greatest cameras. The staff does a wonderful job of getting the signal out of this little
rustic
hall. We don't have the high-speed lines or anything like that. We bounce the signal to this little town about 20 miles from here, but it works. But, Roy, I got a question for you today. I noticed on your Roy cam, if we could get a picture over here of Roy cam, what is this extension you've got in your camera? Could you turn it sideways so we get a good profile for the eye? Look at that thing. Now, last month, that camera just had a little one. What is with that thing?
Watch your mouth.
And you're pointing it at the audience. You know, I'm just kind of curious what you guys think about this thing, you know, pointing. Is this like a government type thing, a conspiracy secret?
What's the deal with all the black drapes? What is that about?
That's so we can control the sunlight in here to optimize the lighting to give us the best internet webcast possible.
Well, I like that. We block out all the natural light to make the lighting better. Okay.
Well, actually, it would affect the cameras. But aren't you fascinated by Roy's thing? I am so jealous.
I love you, Roy. No, I'm not.
I don't have one of those on my camera.
Don't be telling stories.
But, you know, I always get these things in the email, you know, junk mail, you know, get an extension for the camera. that maybe I ought to try that someday.
Where are you going with this?
I find it interesting. I was watching from over there. I'm watching his camera, like, pan the audience. If I was sitting out there, I'd be a little intimidated by that thing.
What is it? It's
Oh, it is. Actually, it's one of John Kaderka's
toys.
Investments. It is a directional microphone.
It's not even Roy's. It's John Kaderka's. That's even scarier. The story gets uglier.
It is a directional microphone. And what happens when we're doing the introductions, which we're going to do in just a moment here, we used to pass the microphone. But I know some people were intimidated. You know, David handed him the mic and said, you're, you know, on worldwide webcast. And people would kind of freeze. And it's a family show. And some people would get the microphone and then here's the cue. They always start out by saying, well, I'm really shy, but 20 minutes later, they're still talking. So we decided at one point we wouldn't pass the mic. We would just introduce
what
people.
What do you have for breakfast?
Coffee. A gallon of coffee. And but instead of passing the mic, we would just introduce the people.
Okay.
John felt that was, you know, some people would talk a little bit, but nobody on the internet could hear them. So we got this. That is a CIA-style, you know, directional camera. It can pick up little sounds in the back. You know, if you're blowing your nose or whatever, it'll pick it up.
It's a very professional job of making a very short story long.
Exactly. You got to start somewhere. So we have a wonderful group here today and beautiful weather. I know I keep mentioning
that. It is
that,
stunning. But it's beautiful.
We've had snowstorms the last six shouds. I mean, the staff is out there shoveling out so we can pull the trailer in. Last month, as we were loading the trailer, it was a sleet storm. I mean, everybody got soaked loading the trailer, but it was fun. It is beautiful out today.
What was the fun part of that?
Getting that wet and then talking about it later.
Okay.
I'd like to welcome all Chambre who are listening in from all around the world. As David mentioned, we are a global affiliation of New Energy Teachers. This last month, we had over 133 countries represented. Growth has just been phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. I believe it's because there's this thing called Chambre. We connect our energies to it. It is all of us, and it just expands, and it goes out and sends out little energy tentacles to anyone in the world who is interested in joining on this incredible journey.
It has its own entity. It's its own
life. It is. It's beautiful. So it keeps growing and developing, evolving. The Crimson Circle of today is not what it used to be 7 years ago. It's a lot bigger for one thing, but we're getting into some incredible new areas.
Like big microphones on the camera. Yeah,
exactly. During a recent interview I was doing with a newspaper, I was explaining Crimson Circle and what we do, and the editor or the writer said, you guys aren't even New Age. He said, you've gone off into some other strata. You're not even a New Age or metaphysical anymore.
He meant it nice, too.
He meant it nice, yeah. Anyway, I'd like to welcome everyone who's listening today. And thank you for sharing your energy and being part of this.
And what you're saying, too, is that it's new energy. And it's with the quantum leap and the way things are moving, people really are starting to see it in a new way. It's just amazing. It's not even the same as it was a year ago.
No.
Okay.
We have we're honored to have guests here today from all over, outside of Colorado, mm-hmm. even outside of the United States. So, Linda, do you want to introduce our?
Well, I'm going to do my
guest.
We have Chris Gomer from Belgium. Where are you, Chris?
Chris.
Hi.
Hi. Good to see you. Yeah. Thank you for being here. And Chris, you can be the very first Chambre in the world to test this new directional microphone. Could you say something to the world in Belgianese?
Belgianese.
Okay. You get your choice. French, Dutch, or?
Dutch.
Dutch, okay.
Nederlands.
What's that?
I'm from Belgium.
Yeah.
I am from Belgium.
Good. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for being here. And how long are you here in Colorado?
English or Dutch?
Pardon?
English or Dutch?
In English or Dutch?
Oh,
he doesn't understand Dutch, in case you didn't get it.
No, under flippin' floppin', Dutch and I, we go way back. Call me Dutch boy back home.
Don't pick on him. This is supposed to be friendly.
For 3 weeks.
Three weeks. Good.
When did you get in? When did you get to
here to Colorado?
Yesterday evening.
Oh, you should be tired.
You can fall asleep during the channel. Thank
Welcome.
You for being here, Chris. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
And
from Israel, we have Ross Marie Nagila.
Go ahead and stand up, Ross Marie.
A Chambre University teacher and our Israeli sponsor. Oops. So good to have you here again.
Thank you.
So really great to see you. It was kind of unusual seeing you here when I walked in today. I'm used to seeing you in Israel or Switzerland because you are Swiss, but you are currently an Israeli citizen.
25 years, that's kind of permanent,
yes. Joe. Would you like to say something, be the second person in the world to talk into the directional microphone in a combination of Swiss and Hebrew at the same time?
Shalom lekol ha'shomra b'Yisrael, v'dash cham mi'amakom ha'maksim po v'Colorado. Und alle meine Schweizer Freunde, Chambre, möchte ich auch gerne grüßen. Und bis bald, in ein paar Tagen.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I agree. Thank you for being here.
Also, a Chambre University teacher from Amersfoort, Netherlands, we have Jan Brouwer. Hi, Jan.
Hello, Jan. How are you doing?
Nice to see you.
Thank you. And Jan is also our European teacher coordinator. He started in that role about a month or two ago because we realized that, first of all, half of all the Chambre University teachers are in Europe. Interesting.
Yeah.
And the needs in Europe are different than they are here in America or what they would be in Australia. So Jan is helping to coordinate all the teacher activities in the European area. He was out at the Lake Tahoe office earlier this week. As a matter of fact, we met him out there on Sunday, had a good time. And do you want to say anything to the teachers in Europe in Norwegian?
Something like smørrebrød or something.
Yeah, that's good.
My Norwegian is not that great, so I would like to thank for being here. It's really my pleasure. And it's a wonderful opportunity to share live this the shout. And I would like to say hello to Yvette and the kids because they're watching now.
Are they?
Yes.
And what time is it back home?
8 hour difference.
8 hour difference, okay.
Yes. I would like to say hello to all the European teachers.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're so glad to have you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, and from New Zealand, we have Tanya Vandervet.
Boy, we're really getting around the world here today.
Yes.
Aren't we?
Good to see you again.
Good to see you again. Yeah. Thank you. And is it okay to call you a Kiwi?
Yes.
It is. That's not like a negative term.
But we speak English.
Oh, yeah. I don't very well. Well, you never know if Kiwi is a good term or a bad term. Now, and Kiwis, why the name Kiwi? Where does that come from?
From the little flightless bird that's our national bird.
Could you say that in English, please? The little flightless bird. Flightless bird.
That's our national bird.
It's your national bird.
Do they? Is the kiwi fruit the national fruit?
No.
Do the birds eat the fruit?
Well, they came from China originally, the kiwi fruit.
Wow, that's confusing.
Okay, I got a question for you. If kiwis are flightless birds, how the heck did they get to New Zealand? Because that's kind of way down under.
They were born there.
They broke off from the rest of the world.
Thank you.
You deserve that.
There's my evolution lesson for
you
today.
You deserve that. That was very good. That's exactly the answer he deserved. Yeah. Very good.
They probably took an airplane.
That was really good. Go ahead, argue that.
There's a really weird energy here today. Thank you. Glad that you're here. Okay.
Okay. From AR is Arkansas, right? AZ is Arizona.
AR would air, it's either
Arkansas.
Alaska,
I got it right. No.
Or Arizona.
No.
Or
it's Indiana, Arkansas.
Alabama.
I got
that.
It right. I got it right.
Okay.
Okay. We have a party of four, so I assume this is family coming together at a Crimson Circle meeting.
Oh, wow.
How special is that? From Arkansas, we have Virginia and Edward Smith. They're accompanied.
Thank you.
Stay standing. They're accompanied by Cindy Kersey and Tully Kreitzberg, both from Tampa, and they're happy little families
wow.
here together.
Welcome. Thank you for being here. We did a workshop in Arkansas about 3 years
yeah.
ago.
Did
we
crystal
went
digging?
Digging for crystals. It was great.
I never had so much fun getting dirty in my whole life. That was so much fun.
Yeah. What part of Arkansas are you from?
About 30 miles north of the crystals.
Oh,
okay. Not that, far.
I understand.
Not far.
Yeah.
And are you originally from Arkansas?
Yeah. You can say that.
I was trying to detect the accent in
Kansas. Flat.
Oh, Kansas. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no accent.
I don't claim that space.
Yeah. We have a lot of good chambre there.
And young Tully's only 12.
Oh, well, welcome, Tully. Thank you for being here. Great.
Glad you could make it.
Good. Thank you very much.
We have another young guest. That would be Taryn Tinder, visiting her mother from Portland, Oregon.
Hey, Taryn, how are you doing today? You, go ahead and stand up, Taryn. Taryn, you've grown a little bit since you were here last time. You've gotten much taller and big smile in your face. Thank you.
And last but not least, we have Donna Yost from Lander, Wyoming. Where are you, Donna?
Doesn't
matter.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't
you're not
matter.
From Colorado.
If you're not from Colorado.
Anywhere but here.
See? Get your 5 seconds of fame right here.
And then Jeff noticed it. We've got a number of people that we haven't seen for a while that I notice are here. We won't point to. And then we noticed there are a lot of new people today. If you've never been to a Crimson Circle meeting before, raise your hand. Would you mind?
If this is your first time.
First time ever at a live meeting.
Well, I noticed wrong.
Okay, me too. Okay, you were wrong.
Oh, boy. Okay.
They might be shy.
That's true. Okay, we're going to jump right into the discussion of last month's shout.
It's pretty good, too.
Of course, remember we had Adama St. Germain.
How could we forget?
The title of the shout was Energy in Motion. It was shout 10 of the teacher series. As I went back over it, I was just reading it, and it was a lot more... even than what I remember channeling it. I mean, St. Germain was kind of...
Are you saying you were uncomfortable when he
channeled
it?
No, it was fine, but last month St. Germain was... It seemed, he not spun up, but he was very gregarious. But reading it, it was more...
He's developed
okay.
himself quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, okay.
He really has.
So we're going to take a quick spin through last month's shout, just to bring us up to date. I know everybody's remembered everything we said, including the homework assignment. Does anybody right now remember what the homework assignment was?
Yes.
What was it?
Take yourself
to dinner. Did
Smart
anybody
girl.
Actually do it? Wow. Ooh. I tried to, but people came and sat down. So.
Well, could everybody see him or just you?
Just me? Anyway, go ahead with the first slide.
Oh, I wonder who's speaking about themselves here. Nobody does it better.
No. You have to sing it.
No.
I had to sing it.
Nope.
Go ahead.
No.
Okay.
St.
Germain
ahead,
came
it.
In singing. Nobody does it better. And, you know, St. Germain is the greatest actor in the world. He loves playing a role and really hamming it up. So last month he came in, nobody does it better. He likes playing that role of arrogant, I'm grand, I'm great.
Oh, I just think he's a charming man with great jewelry.
Oh, he's very charming, but he tries to kind of shake us up a little bit. Says, you know, say something good about yourself. Do something good for yourself. Stop hiding. Stop being puny. Rise up. I am that I am. Really talk good about yourself. So he plays up that role a little bit when he comes to talk to us. Nobody does it better.
Of course not.
But he went on to say in a more serious tone.
Okay. Creation is in its own perfect order. The omniverse isn't going to collapse because you let go. It's not going to collapse because you take your finger out of the hole in the wall. You get so serious about your relevance in the universe. You tend to overlook holding together your own life. It's the only order that you're ultimately responsible for. your own.
I love
that
line.
Clear.
You get so serious about your relevance in the universe. Well, I think there's the tendency sometimes, because we were energy holders for so long, lifetimes of energy holding, and we're still kind of used to it, that taking the burden of the world on our shoulder, you know, if we're not there to keep things in balance, it'll all fall apart. I think we do it with our families, with our jobs. We're kind of still have that residue energy of being energy holders.
Kind of feeding energy, but we won't go into that.
It can be feeding at times. And Saint Germain is saying, let go of that. The world, the universe, actually is in perfect order. So you don't have to keep things propped up. It's not going to fall apart just because you walk away, just because you stop trying to keep the whole world together. It's also a little bit of a control issue. He said, we've been so focused on keeping everything else together, we'll forget about to keep ourselves together. He says that's the only thing you really have responsibility for is yourself.
So was he shaming Virgos here?
No. 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 Virgos recognize the innate perfect order in everything. We're just disappointed sometimes that there's not the outward expression of it all the time.
Did you get that on tape for me?
Move it to the next slide.
Oh, no, I didn't understand. I read this slide this morning, and I kept thinking, there's something wrong here. In my humble opinion? Does he have a humble opinion?
Well, he must have.
You sure that wasn't a typo?
No, I think he meant
that. I went back to the original script, and it's like, there's got to be a typo.
No, he said that.
Okay.
29 times he said that.
Yeah, he kept on saying it.
In my humble opinion, the world lacks leaders. There are very few dynamic, charismatic, and leaders in the world. Those who had good intentions to improve the system became part of the system. Those who had good intentions for change were changed. The world has very few spiritual leaders.
I actually kind of thought about this after reading it and thought about, you know, a generation ago or many generations ago, we had some incredible dynamic leaders in the business world, in the spiritual world, even in the government. And after reading this line and thinking about it, I think Saint Germain's probably right that we really lack leaders, good leaders in the world right now, particularly in things like spirituality. I think what he was doing is kind of prodding and probing us, saying that we are the new leaders. It's time to get out there and actually do it. And not to get caught up in the system, not to get caught up in getting changed rather than making changes. So it was just kind of a...
We know a new energy person that got involved in pretty serious politics, and it was sad to hear her report on what it was like, because she was convinced she could make a difference, she could really change and make an influence that she knew she could do it. She was strong, she was smart, and very spiritually driven. Well, after a very short period of time, she said it was the most incredibly frustrating system she could ever imagine, that she said there was no place for that the system was so hard and fixed that the only way she could even hope to make a difference was to somehow fit into the system to make a difference, because there is no space for it.
Yep.
That was, you know, I think that's way too true.
Saint Germain went on to say,
if you go ahead in time, 20, 30, 40 years from now, this era right now on Earth will become known as the New Renaissance. Not just the renaissance of the social or the artistic structure, but the renaissance of science and physics. This is also the renaissance of a new spirituality, because as you know, they're all connected.
What he's saying here is we're just going through incredible changes right now, which I think we all kind of know, but we tend to forget. We're going through an incredible transformation in everything, in technology, in science, maybe not in politics, but in spirituality, all these things. I loved when he said this. This is like the new renaissance we're going through right now.
It's hopeful.
It's hopeful, and it also helps to understand why it's difficult. I know a lot of times it's just like, whoa, man, do we get the energy? How do we keep going forward? But he's saying 20, 30, 40 years from now, we're going to look back, or our children will look back and say that was the time of change.
We bring in this group today, Tesla and this group of 12 scientists, by the way, 6 who are in male form, 6 who are in female, from different parts of the world, It's an incredible collection of some of the greatest talent on earth. They come into this gathering of Shambhra because they're stuck, because they're looking for answers, because they've tried to expand their energy as far as they mentally know how, as they're trying to solve some of the greatest issues of our time.
So our guests last month were actually Tesla plus 12 actual living scientists on Earth right now. Saint Germain said that they were either sleeping or taking a nap or whatever, and part of their spirit energy came into the Shoud. They're working on true new energy solutions, but they're working through the mind. And it gets to a certain point, as we all have discovered, the mind can't go any further. The idea can't expand beyond the mind, and we tend to get stuck. It's been interesting reading a little bit about Einstein lately. He would take a lot of naps. He would imagine the net result of what he was trying to work on rather than figuring it out on paper or in his head. He would take a little snooze and imagine the net result of his experiments or his work. So here we have a group of incredible scientists from around the world who are working on solutions for energy, for food, for medicine and different things, but all kind of stuck because they're trying to figure it out in the head. They haven't heard of this thing called NOST. They haven't heard of what it's like to really go outside of the mind into sans definition, without words, without human form, where it's just open, where the pure answers are. So Saint Germain gathered them up, brought them into our meeting, and said, okay, our job was to help them go beyond, to help them break through some of those barriers. I thought it was an incredible compliment to Shambhra.
Very nice.
Now I'm watching the newspapers like a dog, trying to find out, okay, when are the breakthroughs going to happen? Anyway.
Sweetie, that could take a little while.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll be
you
patient.
You could Google. That would take less time.
Well, actually, I do realize that. But it is fun to watch how they're near breakthroughs on a lot of technologies right now.
If you observe this chart in the way that we just talked about, it's going to appear that everything disappears. The spiral exists no longer. Everything stops. And that's, by the way, what happened when the Mayans looked at the progression of human consciousness. They saw that it disappeared. Their prediction was the year 2012. They were close, but not precise. On September 18, 2007, consciousness goes off the chart.
Saint Germain gave a long description of this three-dimensional chart. I remember trying to channel it, and I'm getting pictures, not words. And he's having so much fun describing his consciousness chart. But it has a lot of different aspects than our standard bar charts or graph charts.
He didn't criticize you at all for the way you interpreted it.
No, but at one point I said, geez, Saint Germain, you're boring him to death. And then he stopped and said, I hope I'm not boring you, but I'm pleasing myself, so I'll keep going. But he explained this chart, and basically it charted the growth of consciousness, how it goes in kind of a spiral. It has elements of speed and size and distance and everything like that. But he says on September 18th, which of course is the quantum leap, it actually goes off the chart. When it does, it appears to disappear, because it doesn't have a reference point in the now moment. It expands so far beyond what we have created as our now box. It goes outside of that, but it really doesn't disappear. He was trying to make the point, and I don't know if it's coming up in the next slide. I'll take a peek here. He makes a point here, so I'll let Linda read this.
Okay. Creator thoughts and ideas can be shot out of this dimension into another type of dimension, into the non-defined, going out of obvious recognition, and then find their way back. Expansional energy always finds its way back to you, to zero point, to the now.
That, by the way, is hugely profound.
Really?
For me, anyway. I sat there looking at that last night, that slide. It's like, wow, creator thoughts and ideas. You know, you have a dream about something or a thought or an aspiration. Your creator energy is flowing. That can get shot out of this dimension, and it can appear to be lost. Do you ever have that where you got a great idea and then all of a sudden, you can't remember what the hell it was? And you can't seem to mentally track it anymore. And it's like, what was that? I thought I remember, but it's gone. It's actually, according to Saint Germain, not gone. It's been catapulted off into another dimension that our mind doesn't understand how to comprehend and define. It's still out there gathering energy, gathering.
I can feel the attaboy that Saint Germain has given you.
Yeah. No, he's not here today. That energy, it, like, gathers momentum, and it comes flying back into this reality, back into what he calls the zero point, or this now moment, and bam, it's there. So don't lose hope if you think, well, I had a great idea, now it's gone. And I know a lot of people here have experienced that. Gene, I'm going to pick on you. You know, you had an idea, and then it's like seems to be lost and gone, and nothing is tracking, and you don't feel that you're going through the doorways. Don't worry about it. It's just out in Asan's definition dimensions, and it's going to come back. So just breathe it in, and it's going to come back bigger, much bigger. So I'd like to frame that and put it at the office.
You go ahead and do
my
it.
My office.
You do
and
it.
The Tahoe office.
You do it.
Okay, he went on to say.
And he did give you an attaboy for that. The food will be a lot more intelligent. That is what one of the scientists is working on. Intelligent food that carries a high level of life force energy and an intelligence of how to nurture and distribute itself throughout your entire body and how to store the appropriate amounts of nutrition to last days and even weeks without having to eat again and without having to store it as fat. It's an ad.
Yeah. I can see it on the side of the box of cereal right now. This cereal is intelligent. It's really smart. And if you eat it, you're going to be smart too. Yeah, he's giving an example here of some of the technologies that the scientists who are our guests are working on. And I found this kind of sci-fi-ish, and I'm not a sci-fi fan
at
all.
No, you're not.
But intelligent food that's been developed and grown and energized so it understands how to give the maximum amount of life force energy. It understands how to relate to our biology, to our standard technology, where we don't have to store its essence as fat in order to have energy. It can be stored in other type of energetic spots within our body.
Just go back and read the Star Trek episodes. It was Star Trek.
Jeez. Which Star Trek episode was that on?
It was throughout. They always had that kind of food.
Oh.
That was the only way they could survive.
I'm glad I never watched Star Trek, because then I'd be wondering, am I channeling Star Trek or am I channeling... I thought this was cool. He's talking about
it's
though.
It's great ad copy as soon as somebody comes up with it.
Is a reality.
Oh, it's awesome.
He also talked about fuel, and he said it wasn't going to be solar or wind or any of that that's going to make the difference on Earth. He talked about medicine and some other things, giving examples of the technology breakthroughs. I want to throw in a little comment on that. The technology breakthroughs, according to Tobias and most of the others, are because the expansion of consciousness. Consciousness or awareness comes first. That allows everything else to follow after. Medical breakthroughs, technology breakthroughs, food breakthroughs, all the rest of that. So somebody's out there helping to expand consciousness right now because these breakthroughs are coming.
Who was writing the book about the fact that anytime stuff gets into a certain point of chaos, that it's also indicative in that we were at that point of chaos, ready for a quantum leap?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. I don't either. Energy is in motion, not the old motion, not just speed and expansion, but motion into the beyond, motion into areas that humans have never gone before while in their human state. Energy is in motion all over the world, and sometimes you think the world is going crazy. And if the world is not going crazy, at least you are. Oh, for sure. It's just energy in motion. It's affecting everything.
So Adamus was giving us an idea that, again, everything's speeding up. But it even goes beyond the measurement of speed. Everything is evolving actually going through a quantum leap right now. It's energy in motion. And you can probably feel it in your body. I know you definitely hear it in your head. It's one of those things where the days are crazy. They just don't make sense like they used to. Well, that's because energy is in motion. Everything is in change.
You know, this next slide is not going to help your rating with the evangelical Christians.
Well, go ahead and read it, and we'll see. Okay. We'll see if we get any phone calls. What's the number here at the hall?
The Messiah.
303-555-1212.
The Messiah is not a person. The Messiah is an event. The Messiah is the quantum leap in consciousness for humanity. That is the Messiah. Don't wait for some bearded wonder to come wandering in on a jackass to save the world. Oh, my mom would not like that. She's waiting for the bearded wonder on the jackass.
I debated for a moment, should I put that in? But he said it and apparently felt it was important. But actually,
clearly you wanted more attention from it.
What I really liked about this was the Messiah is not a person. Like the Messiah is an event. Whoa, chills up and down my spine when I say, look at the hair standing
that?
Up. Saint Germain. he had been talking about religions in general leading up to this, and he was saying one of the stuck problems on Earth right now, most of the major religions are waiting for their Messiah to show up to save them, whether it's Jesus or Muhammad or I don't know who the other Messiahs are.
But they're always associated with an Armageddon, too.
Exactly. End of the world, Messiah comes in to save a few and the rest go to hell. And Saint Germain said in here, you know, haven't you ever stopped to wonder why, you know, your parents might have talked about the Messiah or the end of the world? Your grandparents, their grandparents, you can go back thousands of years, tens of thousands of years, and they've been promising the Messiah, the end of the world. And he says, it's not going to happen like that. It's not about a person riding in on a donkey. It's an event. It's not a person. And the event is the change in consciousness. The Messiah is us. I thought that was so cool.
I always liked there was a bumper sticker in Texas that sort of a militant Christian group had that said, Jesus is coming back and he's pissed.
Anyway, going on to the next slide.
Now to the next part. So you go into these realms without definition, and here the answers exist. They are potentials. They lie neutral or dormant. Everything here is available. How do you get them back down here?
So he's talking about as our energy is shot out into these beyond dimensions and is gathering momentum and creativity and all the rest of these things. He actually describes it kind of like a boomerang. You know, you throw it and is that boomerangs in New Zealand or is that just Australia? Just Australia. Okay.
You are doing a... Stop picking on her.
I'm not. We're having fun.
She's like your New Zealand resource.
I was curious because they're not real far apart. But so your concepts or ideas go out there and it takes a little while before they come back. And Saint Germain say, now how do you really get them into this reality? Because so often we leave them kind of outside of us. We don't let them get into this now moment. They're kind of hanging in the ethers. So he says, how do you get them back? And here's his answer.
It's the realization. It's the breath. And it's the safety. Safety being acceptance of you and all that is.
And if I could stop you just for a moment.
Please.
So previous to the slide, he talked about the realization that you can do it, that it is there, the energy is there. Once you realize it, then it becomes available. Otherwise, it's in a neutral state. The breath literally brings things into this reality, literally brings life force energy in, and our spirit. And it's also the safety, he says. If you have not created for yourself a safe reality, in other words, you're not comfortable being here, how can these beautiful new energies of creation that you're creating come in? If you're not safe in your body and in your mind and your reality, how can any of the other energies come in? When you're not safe, your etheric energy tends to be like over here somewhere, just using you for an example.
Oh, go ahead.
You're not really in the now. You're kind of somewhere in between. Well, how can your creations and how can the abundance and the wisdom and everything else come in too? You got to have a safe now. You can do that through breathing, accepting, and that's what he's saying here. So with that, please go on.
No, I should read it again. It's beautiful.
Okay.
It's the realization. It's the breath. And it's the safety. Safety being acceptance of you and all that is. Then it can be brought in as simply as touching one finger to your third eye. Any finger you want. It's the act of realization. you're ready to accept it into your life, then let it be. Don't force it. Don't have all these expectations. It'll come in the most beautiful and simple and easy way.
You know, I kind of love that the
I've been practicing
entities
that along.
We work with are a little bit irreverent, you know. It just kind of shakes things up. What he was saying is after you have the realization, the breath, the safety, now it comes to the final step of bringing into the now. He said just put up one finger, any finger, to your third eye, to your forehead. That's not like it's because it's magic, but it's the acknowledgement. Okay, I'm gonna bring
Jeff,
it in.
This is my act of realization. Anytime we need to talk, we'll just remember that's the symbol of the act of realization.
No, that's the self-realization.
Oh.
But he said, just touch your forehead. It's like, bing, okay, bring it in. And he said, don't make it complex. You don't have to do mantras and chants for hours. You don't
Who
have
picked
to.
The middle finger, him or you?
I'm just the channeler. I'm just the channeler. He goes on to say.
Now, Chambra, important. Do something. Do something. If the energy is just sitting there, it's going to go dormant, go back out of actualization, or it's going to implode on you. New energy is energy in motion. Do something in your life. Write a book. Start a business. Run a marathon. But do something. Get off your easy chair. If you own a lazy boy, throw it away today. It's a symbolic gesture of letting go of some of the old fat-assed ways of sitting around doing nothing. Get off the easy chair. Yes, I did say that.
I asked him, did you really say that? Did it come out in words or was it just in my head? Oh, yes, I said that. Say, what is that? Let go of some of the old fat-assed ways. Oh, okay.
Well, and for our international audience, in case they haven't infiltrated your markets, a lazy boy is this sort of
hideous, overstuffed
reclining chair that it pretends to be a chair, but then you sit in, you push this button, it goes back, and your feet go up, and you sit there and you drink beer and eat pizza.
Yeah, it's very and then you generally fall asleep.
Yeah.
And somebody has to come and wake you up and say.
And then you say, "Give me another beer, bring me some more pizza."
Yeah. And not to talk bad about Lazy Boy, because I actually stopped in a Lazy Boy shop not too long ago.
We don't own
not,
one.
We don't own one. And I just wanted to see for myself.
My dad
this was
did.
About 6 months ago. And, you know, they've gotten a little nicer looking, although they still have this thing for particularly for the non-Americans. They have this thing on the side. It's like a shift gear.
And you pull it back
and then your legs go up and your back goes back and you get real comfy watching the big screen. So that's what a lazy boy is. Do they have those in Holland, Jan? No. He's like, no way. They wouldn't allow him in. All right. He went on to say, oh, this is the homework.
Oh, yeah. Your homework this month is a bit unusual, but you'll see the beauty in it. Take yourself to dinner. Just you. Go to a restaurant. Take yourself to dinner. Talk to yourself, maybe not out loud, but share this experience of dining with yourself. Notice, is it comfortable to be with you? Yes, have two chairs set there. Take yourself to dinner. You pay, by the way. Get to know what it's like to be with yourself. Pretty soon, you're going to be singing just like I do. Nobody does it better.
You can't sing that?
I ain't singing, no.
Jeez.
My singing is so bad that the last time Jeff caught me singing,
I had to call 911. I was like, something wrong.
No, this is no kidding. I had talked us into investing in this really beautiful, spectacular speakers, and we paid way more for them than we should have, but it was something I really wanted, and Jeff agreed to let us do it. So anyways, we shortly had just bought them, and he had walked in the house, and anyways, I was singing, and all of a sudden he walks in, and he played me. He goes up to me, and he goes, Linda, there's something wrong with the speakers, the new speakers. And I immediately went racing to the speakers, because like, oh my God, we paid all this money. And he said, oh, maybe it was your singing.
No, it's really that bad.
I mean, it was a fair joke. I deserved it. It's really bad.
Anyway, so how many actually did the homework? Could I see a show of hands? How many took yourself to dinner? What was it like? Yeah.
Well, it was exciting.
Did you have a good talk? Yeah, yeah. So you didn't like halfway through dinner go, oh, God, I got to get home. This is so boring. No? And did anybody at the restaurant look at you kind of?
Well, there was a guy that I was in a booth seat. And right. He was like four booths down, and we were both like facing each other. So we were smiling and nodding.
He was by himself, too?
Yeah.
Maybe Shambra doing his homework. Anybody else? Anybody else want to share? Yes, what was it like?
I started having this conversation and found out that I was in appreciation of myself and the fact that I would spend the money, number one,
yeah,
and number two, actually go through with it, but then the whole gratitude came in. It was awesome.
Yeah. It sounded like a cool assignment. I did not get a chance to do it just because of traveling, but it sounded pretty cool. Okay, well, that was last month. Recent events. Actually, this month was Romania month, and I have a couple beautiful shots just to give you a feel of Romania. These were taken by Dan Benick.
What is that person holding?
That's a wabbit. There's actually,
that's a spooky,
I believe, a different
rabbit.
Name for it in Romania, but yeah, these
look
are.
Look how big its feet are.
I'll go back to
it's
it.
It's as big as that little kid. Look at the feet.
Yeah, it's a man-eating rabbit. It's a it's a Transylvania rabbit.
Is that not a scary-looking rabbit?
That's big rabbit. Romania is a beautiful, charming, incredible place. So much passion with the Shambra there in Romania. Just so much depth to the culture. These are just, like I said, some shots that Dan took. Here's with the family. And yeah, now that's a dog, Linda. That would be a
Thank
dog.
God. Thank God.
You'll notice how happy the dog looks about the whole thing. Oh, humans.
It's a girl dog.
Not even going to go there. Anyway, beautiful countryside, particularly
Isn't
once you get out into the country, away from Bucharest.
City.
It was amazing. This is a picture of our sponsor, Sylvia the Blonde, and Carmen, who did an incredible job of taking care of us for Norman, Garrett, Linda, and I for 2.5 weeks. They work so hard.
Hey, Sylvia, yeah. I know you're watching. Hello. Hi, Carmen.
It was amazing. So we want to thank both of them.
Sylvia is like a divine sister,
yes.
And they really did a great job taking care of us. They were constantly always trying to anticipate
everything was handled.
Sylvia, it was amazing. Thank you.
We started off with a huge one-day event in Bucharest with over 650 people, standing room only.
Yep.
Literally, people had paid and they couldn't get a seat. They were standing. It's a little intimidating, actually. I prefer a small group. And walking out on stage in front of 650 people in a non-U.S. country.
With big hearts.
But you walk out there, as Norman Garrett did with us also, and it's like, whoa, the energy, the passion was incredibly amazing.
And this was the first event Sylvia ever had put together.
Yeah.
So she was.
You can kind of see the
stunning
perspective of the size of the stage. This was at the National Children's Palace. Absolutely booked for the event.
And one of the translators was her 16-year-old daughter, Laura.
Yeah, who did an incredible job.
Christina.
Also, the Shambra publisher in Romania, Monica Vishan. Came out with her new book. It's actually the fourth Tobias book in Romanian. In English, we only got one, so we got to get on it. But it was cool.
Very sweet.
We did a lot of book signing. This is the team of us towards the end of the day. Just incredible. By the way, I wore a suit because in Europe, they tend to get a little bit more dressed up for big events. And I had on a new tie. I bought it at Nordstrom's, and it wasn't cheap.
It was not
and
cheap.
And during the channel, channeling away, and Tobias just stops flat, and he said, you know, we got to get rid of that tie. He doesn't like tight clothing. And took the tie off and threw it like a rock star into the audience.
Like a stripper.
That's a $100 tie, Tobias. Like so.
Like a stripper.
Like a stripper, right? Right. So the tie, you can see here, the tie came off by the end of the day. It was not on. Okay, Norman Garrett held a breath workshop right afterwards, and you had about 40, 50 students for that. And what was the name of the location? You don't remember. That was a long time ago.
It was the Caro Hotel in Bucharest.
Yes. So here's a shot of the school.
Handsome group.
This is Transylvania, Poiana Brașov. It's about, I would say 4 hours north of...
Five and a half
hours north of Bucharest.
You know, Romanians are so sweet, and they always want you to make you feel good about stuff. But never trust them when they say, when you say, how far is it to get somewhere? It's always twice what they say. They're so kind, they don't want you to worry about it, and it's always much further.
Yes.
Everybody said it's 3 hours to Brașov. It's about five.
There were a couple of nights we went from our hotel over to another hotel. It was called the...
Dracula
Hotel. It was really cool. I mean, it was brand new. It was fairly new, but it was built in the old style, and all the rooms were named after Dracula-type things, you know, the Vlad the Impaler room, and the... They actually had a torture chamber in the basement, and it was good. The food was good.
Really good.
This is the hotel we stayed at. This was the...
Pietramari,
which means big rock. I don't know why it's important, but it sounded like it. We had a full house for the sexual energy school, 160 plus, and boy, it was a little tight. And that sexual energy school, the energies really get going.
Well, there's nothing uncomfortable at that school anyway.
Oh, it's just tense, and that we were just packed in there. But that was good too, because it really got some energy moving.
And the lovely thing about that is the last time that Jeff is going to channel the sexual energy school. That going forward now, that school will only be presented by Schaumburg University teachers. And a few of you have already gone to that class that's been done by Schaumburg U teachers.
It was translated, of course. This gives you a look at the translators working. A lot of the audience members, you might be able to see from this shot, will wear headsets.
Right.
And most people outside the U.S. understand some English, which is really nice. I always feel like a clod because I only understand a little bit of Dutch.
Your Belgian's pretty good.
Yeah, but this was headset translation, which makes it much easier for us. We can go a lot faster. Translators did a beautiful job.
And they were Schaumburg translators.
We had a wedding in the last morning. This is our friend Moshe and Ella. They did a spiritual wedding. Norma and Garrett, Linda and I did the ceremony for them. So that was fun because the day before that, Linda and I had our 30th wedding anniversary in Romania.
I was really treated to probably one of the most romantic, loving experiences you could ever imagine. It was very sweet. The Romanians were lovely, and my husband was kind of cute, too.
We had a private dinner with a small group. It was really nice.
Very wonderful.
And then Dan Benick, the traveling Dan, traveling Schaumburg, met up with us there, and here he's enjoying, that looks like a really sugary, nasty drink, or ice cream cone, I guess. So he met up. That was kind of cool seeing him on the road. It's about halfway for his trip around the world right now. So that was pretty much the month of May. And we'll quickly through some of the upcoming events. We're leaving tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock a.m. for Frankfurt, Germany, to do the Dreamwalker Ascension School.
Got your packing done?
We're sold out. We have well over 200 people for that. And it'll be interesting because Council of Eight or the Thing of Eight, the eight countries that get together, and there's always a lot of problems meeting in Germany right now. So that'll be interesting. From there on to Helsinki. If you're interested in attending the Helsinki event, I think we only have about 15 seats left.
Yeah, just a few.
Pretty well sold out.
People from all over Europe are actually coming to that.
Then it's back here to Colorado at the end of the month for the Dreamwalker Ascension School. We will be videotaping that for future use. And I would say we might have like 20 or 30 seats left on that.
Yeah, at the most.
Yeah. We don't want the group size to get too large.
Not with the videotaping.
At the end of July, it's on to Lincoln City, Oregon for St. Germain's Syncretize System. That is sold out, sorry to say.
It was kind of small.
And I wanted to make mention here, actually, this Linda and I aren't doing this, but these are the first teacher-presented Dreamwalker birth schools that are coming up. Yes.
Pretty exciting.
You know, we've done a lot of teacher-presented. Actually, right now we have 140 certified teachers. They've done, I forgot the numbers now.
It's astounding.
They've graduated over 650 students total worldwide for sexual energies Dreamwalker. And it's amazing. We just started training the teachers in September, and already they're all across the world.
Unbelievable. And probably one of the most astounding things that we knew that they would draw in people, but what we didn't anticipate is they're stunning. They're out there, they're talking to people, and they're attracting a lot of non-Chamber, people that are just...
A lot of non-Chamber.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's no coincidence that this is coming with the Quantum Leap and that people are waking up and opening up. And I'm astounded by our teachers that are doing such an amazing job of putting this out there and making access.
Kind of the dream is turning into reality.
It's stunning.
You know, that we are a global affiliation of New Energy Teachers, and one of the things that you can teach if you want is the curriculum on some of these schools. And it's so cool that it's attracting non-Chamber right now.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we knew there was a lot of potential, but it's happening so much faster than I anticipated.
If you're interested in attending a Dreamwalker birth transition school, the incredible information. It talks about, not about the moment of birth, it's what happens from the time an entity, an angel, kind of gets that attraction or that pull to start coming back to Earth, all the dynamics that take place prior to birth itself. It's an amazing and interesting process. If you're interested in the whole trilogy of the death, then birth, and then ascension, St. Germain ties it all together in those three
schools.
This
was amazing information for me because, you know, my earliest experience with that was you never have enough. And the only explanation I could get from my mom and dad was about where I came from was they said two boxcars bumped together and I fell out of a hobo's butt.
Oh.
That was my understanding of where I came from.
Now I understand. That was terrible
that
for
was
a
terrible.
Parent to say that.
Look at me. I almost... Woo.
Wow.
Yeah, so this was really life-saving for me.
Wow. That's a much better story. Anyway, three schools upcoming, one in Salt Lake City, one in Pagosa Springs, Colorado, and one in Madison, Wisconsin.
We are so excited for that.
Quantum Leap Celebration in September. It is sold out.
If you snoozed, you lose.
I am so sorry. I know we have 200 people plus on the waiting list. We're not taking any more names on the waiting list just because we can't accommodate it.
The problem is fire. It's not even what do we want. The fire code won't allow us to exceed what we have.
All the daytime activities will be available free of charge on the web. So if you're in
live webcast.
Germany, you're in America, you're in New Zealand. She ascended. You're New Zealand.
You scared her off. She doesn't want to answer any more New Zealand questions.
You'll be able to watch the events live on the web. There are going to be many Chamber Quantum Leap celebrations around the world. I know there's going to be one in Constance, Germany. There's one in Norway. There's definitely going to be some in Romania. All over the world.
We've been hearing stories.
Chamber is gathering. There are going to be groups of maybe 20 or 30 up to hundreds that are gathering for the co-events. And it's just going to be so cool. We're going to put all these together and put them on the internet, one huge event. We do have a new Quantum Leap website that'll go up next week. It'll go live. It'll have all the details, times, locations. If you want to sign up for a hot air balloon ride, kind of the ultimate ascension while you're still in a body, you can do that. Horseback riding, rock climbing,
beer drinking.
All this will be on the new Quantum Leap website. So we'll send out an announcement about that. And finally, one huge favor we have to ask of everybody. Huge favor. If you are not registered for the event, please don't come to Taos.
We've heard the rumors.
We know a lot of people are already packing their bags, and they're saying, well, we're just going to show up. We truly do not have the facilities. We just don't. In the Sagebrush Hotel grounds, it's limited, and we have only certain facilities there, including bathrooms, restaurants. We cannot handle anybody who's not registered. And we're going to have to politely ask you that you'd have to leave, and we don't want to do that. So just please don't show up. It's for registered guests only.
I heard you're renting a gorilla to watch for that.
We were going to nicely ask, but we know a lot of people are saying, well, you know, I'll just kind of hang out, you know. We really literally do not have the room on the hotel property. We are already having a parking problem, restroom problem, and we're solving these, but we can't handle any overflow. So do us and yourself a favor. Please don't come to Taos if you're not registered.
If you consider that it's a very tiny town, you'll stick out. I mean, we're going to stick out like a sore thumb there. Everybody's going to want to know what's going on there anyways, because it's a very tiny little town. And we're going to be a force to reckon with there.
This is not Woodstock. This is Chambre stock. So please, you know, everything's going to work out logistics-wise as long as we don't have the overflow. If we have the overflow, we're going to have problems. So I just have to throw that in.
No,
there.
I'm glad you did, because there's a lot of people that mean well, but they don't understand.
Teacher training coming up for, if you want to be an Ascension teacher, if you've already attended one of the workshops in October at Lake Tahoe, beautiful Lake Tahoe. We'll also do more sexual energy teacher training in October. And finally, Sydney, Australia, in late November, we're going to do the Dreamwalker Ascension School. I love Australia and New Zealand. Incredible places to go, particularly at that time of the year. So watch for details. And then finally, before we take... Oh, we're doing good on time. Before
yes, we
take
are.
Our break.
Wow.
These are some interesting pictures.
Maybe I'll sing after all.
I think Gene sent me, or somebody did. But write your own caption here. I didn't write any down. There weren't any clever little things. Just write your own caption here. Any suggestions?
I think it looks like Kathumi.
it might be hard to see there. It's cat in the shower. To me, it would be something like, get me out of this room with a naked human. I don't want to see that. Illegally parked car.
New just, science.
Yeah, happiness is, you know. Or it's not Mr. Right, it's just Mr. Right Now.
That was naughty.
I said French fries, not fried. Just one of those blonde days. Your husband's home.
It's a chameleon.
I can just see the scene that took place in that bedroom just a few moments before that. Oh, shit. I just heard the door open. Oh, no. Okay. Anyway, we do want to thank all of Chambre for your love and support. It makes all this possible. It makes it possible for us to get together, laugh, and to evolve.
Humor is the lubricant to life, I believe.
I think one of them said that.
I think Tobias did.
We're going to take a 20-minute break and see what's next. Thanks.
Wow.